This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We worship you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for the Lord tonight? Are you ready for the Lord tonight? All the way from the United Kingdom, the senior pastor of Spirit Embassy and the Good News Church, an ambassador sent to us today. Let's receive the ministry of His Excellency, Prophet Hubert Angel. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Glory be to God. I know you've been having an overdose of the unction every morning, extending to afternoon. But there is nothing called too much of the unction. You can still need some more. But there is surely something in this location that only those who are spiritual can actually see. Because the things of the Spirit are not heard. You don't hear them. You don't hear of them. You catch them. So it is possible to leave a place like this, not having caught anything. But because a man of God, an apostle of God, was astute to listen, to hear what God was saying, by the Spirit, He organized these meetings. These meetings were organized for your sake, by the Holy Spirit, and it took a man who hears God to set them up. You will receive by force in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for the apostle, for allowing us to be gathered here in Awuchi. I guess the devil is going, ouch. There is something about being in a location where the devil is being tormented. If you could see in the spirit and see what is happening in the spiritual realm, you would be so excited. There is an innumerable number of angels visiting your house to and fro, to and fro, to and fro. This is the reason why the devil is so mad. He wants to kill you. Because there is something that is happening in your life right now. I decree and declare by the authority of the Spirit, you are being marked for success. You are marked for success. You are increased for success. In the name of Jesus. And I want to thank the mother of the house, the wife to the apostle. Thank you so very much. And every time I watch the program, it is the fire by which she prays. You can see it everywhere. Even when I'm in Britain, I can see it. And the fire of a prayerful woman, you can see it. Doesn't care who is next to you. Doesn't care who is next to her. She will be on fire for prayer. And the person who is more dangerous than anyone is the person who can kneel before God. Because if they can kneel before God, they can stand before any man. Thank you for standing by the man of God and the voice of God to the nations. Thank you. And I want to thank every minister and every worker in the ministry for doing what you're doing. You make this possible. We are not just prophesying because you were prophesying, but because you were listening enough to listen to the voice and the statement in the house to set this thing up. We love you so very much. We love you. Right now, just raise your hands and begin to pray to God. that he sees you through this meeting with miracles, signs and wonders, with his voice speaking to you. Begin to pray wherever you are. Begin to pray. Marida kalashuma hikoma frota zafeta. Perinogusa vala. Pray wherever you are. I pray by the Spirit that the increase God has given during these weeks, these days, you will never lose. That no matter what the devil does, you are a winner, you will never lose. I speak prophetically. This year shall be your year. Wonders will increase over your life in the name of Jesus. Wonders without number. Wonders without number. In the name of Jesus. If you came here and your problem is lack, drought is over. It doesn't matter where you stay. By the authority of the Spirit, you will take over in the name of Jesus. If Joseph had decided to not sleep in the same room with Mary, Jesus would have been born. Because Joseph has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus. Your prosperity will not need anything but the anointing. That's it. It doesn't matter who failed to help you, who refused to help you, who doesn't want to help you. Your prosperity because of these days shall be dependent on the unction. That's it. I see you move higher. Increase is yours. Prosperity is yours. Success is yours. Deliverance is yours. I have a strange feeling just on this side here. That when you go back home, they will not recognize you. I have a strange feeling in this side here, on this side here. And if you are here in this room, just catch it. The spiritual things are caught. I change your address in the name of Jesus. There is no more need to leave the city, because money will come to where you are. This is just catching you, those who are here. You might struggle and think to yourself, how am I going to make money? How am I going to buy that house? How will I buy that land? How will I do this? God said your money will be enough. I will reduce the price for your sake.
Amen.
There is a point where God gives you money to buy what is expensive. Then there is a point where God takes what is expensive to match your money. All you need is access. I speak to someone here, access is granted.
Amen.
Bara talika sahata. Evratia palakusia pa. While you're standing like that, begin to pray in other tongues. Begin to pray in other tongues.
Yeah.
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. There is a move in the realm of the spirit. Increase is already here. Prosperity is already here. Rakabaya. I see a move of the spirit touching everyone here. Tonight is a night of moving around. In a few minutes, the devil will be crying. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. There are changes that are already taking place. And what I heard by the Spirit is, as much as this place, this sanctuary, was already elevated, because of the apostle of the house, God told me to tell you, your rank in the spirit has been increased. I said, your rank in the spirit has been increased. I see someone over here leaving your poverty behind as you leave this location. There is a group of people here that shall be called multi-millionaires in US dollars. A group of people here that shall rise like a horn of a unicorn. Hear this, 1 Samuel, and remain standing because I'll be moving around in a few minutes. Verse, chapter number 7, verse number 18. If you want, you can sit. If you want, you can stand. So the Philistine, watch this, they were subdued. Turn to your neighbor and say subdued. The Philistines were what? Subdued. They were subdued. They came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was perpetually against the Philistines. I want you to understand that there is an action that will make a man to control a city. Apostle, I was in Zimbabwe as a young man. And my sister was taught by what we call a magician. But magicians in Africa are not magicians in America. The magicians in America and Britain are tricksters. They use tactics, sleight of hand. But when you come to Africa and the person says, I'm a magician. He's telling you something lofty, something higher in the realm of the spirit. And my sister was suspended in the air. Listen, suspended in the air. Outside, not on stage. Outside, broad daylight, suspended in the air. And the magician took a ring to prove that there was nothing below holding her. After we witnessed it, my sister is now walking, and she's surprised that we were celebrating and clapping. She said, why were you clapping? We said, he suspended you in mid-air. She said, no. I was held. My hands were tied with chains. Imagine that the magician could possess a technology to grab somebody by chains. Our eyes couldn't see it. Even me as a prophet couldn't see. Yes, I was a little boy, but still I had the eyes of a prophet, but couldn't see it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are to survive on this earth, we need power that is greater than witchcraft. Your amen shows you have not really met really power. Imagine my sister is surprised. Why? How were you clapping for me when a man was holding me in chains, yet we did not see chains? What world was she suspended in? This world you see is not the only world. It requires men of power. Great, great, great power to break your prayers. Do you honestly think men of God are the same? I know you're not getting me here. Do you think men of God are the same? The Bible says when Paul became blind, God himself came and said, I have arranged a certain man to pray for you. Why not any man? Even God knew there is another one with more power than this one and that one with It's high time, Christianity, we begin to understand graces upon men. Because of the presence of false prophets and false pastors, and listen, I'm not going there at all, but remember, because of their presence, even great men of God seem like they're not great. Because anybody can open their own platform and stand there and say, I'm an apostle. And they begin to analyze men of God. Analyze everybody. Why? Because the platforms, because of technology, they have now increased. So anybody can have their own platform and say, this is my church now. Listen to me. In those days, they realized that it was possible for our men of God, now what that we have received, to only walk like this. And wherever the shadow falls, if the shadow falls this way and touches our sick, they will be healed. That's when a church has matured to a point where they realize the type of men of God that they have. That miracles are now happening by power of recognition, not power of getting hands laid on them. I know you're not hearing me. Do you see? Someone is in that corner right now, waiting for this power to touch them. And all they are praying for is, men of God, come here and touch me. But if a realization happens and dawns on them, that this is Emerita standing here. This is Major standing here. If you realize there is a restoration apostle, immediately, while you are sitting there, a miracle can happen while you are sitting there. Miracle money can touch you while you are sitting there. Sit down. Sit down. The Bible says, as long as Samuel was in the country, the hand of the Philistines could not touch Israel. And the hand of God was perpetually against the Philistines. Imagine that the life of the apostle is preventing a lot of things from happening in your life. Things that are evil are being prevented by his life. You being short-sighted doesn't mean to say the man of God is not working. Just a few months back, last year, in March, I had the privilege of standing in there with the angel of the Lord and the Lord himself. I had gone to another location directly opposed to God, what he had told me. I went to a different location. I just said I will do what God is saying later on. And the angel of the Lord stood in front of me, and the Lord stood behind him and said, take, make and put your house in order. You are dying in November. Apostle knows this. You see, I'm a prophet, and I don't doubt when I hear God. I know when I'm hearing him. And it's not some kind of I felt God was saying. No, sir. A real visitation, the Lord standing there say, you are dying in November. How would you do? March, April, May, June, July, August. I know what you think. You think you fear more when you get to November. No, sir. The same day, you don't even know why. You have no idea how to correct it. If it was the devil, you would stop it. The Bible tells us, and it is implicitly, that if God bewitches you, no one can deliver you. Now imagine I'm the prophet, I'm hearing God himself saying you are dying this November. Told my wife, this is what is happening, this is what the Lord has said, this. Simply because my listening ability, my listening ability was marred by my disobedience. It wasn't a disobedience of sin. No, sir. In the sense of what you think sin is. I was busy doing God's work that I had no time for him. Oh, no, you are not getting me. Do you know you can be so busy preaching and you have no time for intimacy with God? And when God said, go to this location, I said, I'm still working for him. I'm just doing my thing that I needed to finish, which is also God's work. And God said, November, you're going. I remember going to Pastor Chris's meeting and asked today, and to cut the long story short, I'm in there and I'm in a certain location close to this church where I was staying there. Just close to the whole sender. And I'm sleeping there. And my wife is in there. And one day, I could feel breath going out of me. And this is November. Don't think I stood. I just said, hey, it doesn't matter. I prayed against it. But how do you pray against what God has said? You see, when you are faced with such a predicament, that's when you need somebody. Most of you people that can be rebellious, you have not really faced trouble. I've told my many people, Apostle, that if you have not read the book of Psalms, you have not gotten into problems. You will touch Proverbs and Psalms back to back when problems face you. But there are levels of problems that you would need a territorial commander. Somebody who is leader in a territory. I wish Christians would actually understand the dynamics of God, the dynamics of Christianity. There are men, listen to me, there are men who are observers. I wish I could. I don't have time. They are men whose duty is simply to observe. Do you know that there are angels who just observe? I can prove to you. The Bible says, treat these little kids in a very, very, very spiritual way. Understand them, for the kingdom of God is for such as this. But then it says, remember their angels are always before God. What are they doing? Just reporting. They are men of God who are simply observers. They don't do nothing but to observe. And when you move from a certain level of an intercessor, you become an observer. You are only reporting what is there. Then you go to an intercessor, you are now representing people. God puts his heart, the heart of God for the people in you. And you move from there into a watcher. People who are given keys to a city, keys to a country, keys to a region. You see the man of God sitting there. It's not just a man of God over a village, a town, a city, a nation. Now he is going to nations. He has covered nations and his wings are over nations. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Are you here? An ability by God to begin to watch over people, souls. Says if there is a watchman, I warn him of the sword that is coming to the people. If he does not warn the people, the blood of the people shall be upon the watchmen. What does that mean? That means some men are watchers. But when you move from being a watcher, you become a judge. When people are now judges in the spirit, they are no longer in their routers. They bring a judgment into a nation. That if they stand in front of it, have you not heard him say, this will happen, this will not happen. If this one does this, if this governor and this one. What boldness is that? Do you know when you begin to talk about politicians, you are starting a fire? It takes a spiritual boldness to become prophetic at a level of a judge. Sit down here. Let me tell you a secret so that you understand. As a prophet, I have touched this level. One woman came into our ministry, stayed for a few months, few years, and she came out and said, angel raped me. I'm too rich to rape anyone. I have the kind of money that I can be raped. Now, you are not hearing me at all. You have lost what I just said. And all the papers were running around. He did it. He did it. Do you understand? Sit down. God said, take your leaders, put them in one room. I put all my leaders in one room. He said, now tell them you are a judge. I said, I am a judge. I'm in the prophetic, I am a judge. I have kept quiet for too long while these people say this nonsense over and over and over and over again. Listen. And God said, take tithe. I took the tithe of the people. Went into the church, took tithe, offering, and I put it there in the office. And I said, now go in the room, call the lady, and call your leaders. And ask her, what does she want for her to keep quiet? I said, what do you want for you to keep quiet? She said, I want $5,000. I said, no problem, get out. She got out there. And I said, now, Lord, what do I do? He said, tell your leaders to count 5,000 from the offering. They counted. Said, don't touch it. Count 5,000. He's there. He's the main pastor there. Him. He's telling you what I'm telling you now. Said, count 5,000. Listen, from the tithe. They counted 5,000 from the tithe. God said, don't give you 5,000 from the offering. Give you from the tithe. I take the 5,000 from the tithe. I said, this is your bribe. She took the bribe. And God said, tend to your leaders. They were all there, 15 of them. I said, now she has taken God's tithe. Within 14 days, she will die. On the 13th day, she was dead. Do you know, if you knew how dangerous you were, you, sitting there right now, not me, you. God said, this one has taken my tithe. Sit down. Listen to me. The level of a judge is given tricks by the Spirit. Maneuvers in the Spirit. That you become invincible. That's why Idahosa would say, if you touch me, you are finished. Turn to somebody next to you and say, if you touch me, you are finished. Please. I can hear you at the back there. I can hear you at the back there. I can hear you at the back there. If you touch me, you are finished. Sit down. Don't worry what people think out there. And don't worry about the English that Bishop Idahosa used. He said, if you touch me, you are finished. Not finished. Finish. I think you said it in good English. Please say it the right way. If you touch me, you're finished. D.L. Moody was asked one time, why is it that you break English every time you speak? When you are preaching, you are breaking English. When you speak to us, you speak in broken English. He said, I finish all my good English in prayer. Sit down. Do you understand? Apostle can tell you this story. When God's servant, Bishop Idahosa, came to Zimbabwe, what did he say? He stood in front in the stadium in my country. He said, before I preach, I want 20 dead people. Crippled. 20 deaf. Then I will preach. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to what he did. Some people said, no, when we were coming, we saw a dead body. But it's smelling. They collected the dead body, brought it. Someone had died for days with house flies, even dead on the corpse. Do you know what he did? He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up. Nothing happened. In the name of Jesus, rise up. Nothing happened. The third time, do you know what happened? The dead flies. Resurrected. The flies. They're not hearing me. I need to go now. Am I talking about a Nigerian or am I talking about somebody else? People are like, all the flies are now flying. He said, if the flies are resurrecting, the body will resurrect. He did it again, and the person sneezed. I'm not talking Nigeria, I'm talking Zimbabwe. That's my country, not his. That's when a man is no longer restricted by geography to his country. He is now going to any country and commanding. I assure you, there were men of God in the country. But nobody could have that kind of boldness. But when you know you are given a nation, a territory, you are given nations, you can go to any nation and possess power, and display power, demonstrate power. Why? This is not a judge level. It is a civilization in the spirit. A dimension. Tell me, what causes God to stand up when Stephen is being stoned? Yet entire villages will burn and God is not looking. What makes God to say, as for Stephen, I will stand up from my throne and watch the damage, analyze the damage. Yet when you are going through trouble, you don't even feel him. There are men that have been given to be territorial commanders. They control nations. Have you not seen what he did with even Archbishop? He said, go, let the president give you a time on TV. Imagine, he's here. He's telling a president in Ghana, give you a time on TV. National television. The Archbishop went and said, Idaosa said. The president said, who is Idaosa? Who is he? He went back and told Papa Idaosa, I said, he said, who is Idaosa? He said, from this day onwards, he's no longer present. He died. Dying because of television slot. Let me tell you one thing. Whatever is in the mouth of the man of God can really be a harm to you if he so chooses. The problem we have is we are also fathers. Look at Jesus, God himself. He said, I will destroy Israel. I will kill every one of them. At the end of the chapter, he says, how can I let go of Israel? The Father is coming. Calm the anger. So when the anger is not coming towards you, you may think God is supporting you. Whereas the man of God as a father has forgiven you. Hear this. Are you still here? One time, a man, he just went to a company here in Nigeria. They fired someone. They refused to give a contract to someone. And he just went there and said, who told you it's not possible? Said this one. He went there, waited outside. When the lady came out, said, you are fired. And he went. No, they're not getting it. Firing a manager at someone else's company. That same day, she received the sack letter. She was fired. Not by the owner of the company. By an archbishop. Outside the building. You don't know the power you have. Archbishop went there and said, now, there is a new president. He said, now go. Tell him, Itahosa said, give me television slot. Now this one, he had heard that the previous president died because of a television slot. He said, okay, put you there, go. They shall know you this year. 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 If I tell you about Apostle, you would think he told me to tell you. That's why I'm going to his father. Sit down.
Balash. Erando Zaba, Telegisa Tayo Noma. Ra!
Understand this. The point I'm making is, why is it Idahosa comes from Nigeria, yet is controlling Ghana? How is he controlling Zimbabwe? How is he controlling South Africa? How? I was sitting, Apostle, with a little bit of my team, and we had some few visitors, and they were trying to, we had one person who said, I've been touched by the message of fatherhood, but I did not understand it, because I'm friends with people that don't believe fatherhood. I said, your friends are better than Paul. Because Paul said, my son, after the common faith. So Paul understands sonship. He said, but say, I believe in mentors. I said, I don't believe them. He said, but there is a scripture that says, you have many mentors, but you have one father. I said, that scripture, the only part that can be confirmed by two or three verses to make it a doctrine is the father part. Whenever scripture is of private interpretation, when the Bible says it's not of private interpretation, that means we have no other verse for a mentor. Yeah. That means Paul is making an observation.
Yeah.
That's it. He's making an observation. Your father is your mentor. I can see it's not getting in right there. If you have another mentor, what is your father doing? Your problem is you lack replication. A desire to know if I can do this, I can actually cause changes to my world, to my village, to my country, to my location, to my company. Anytime you come out of this place, every Sunday, know that you have acquired another power. Whenever I go around my men of God, I tell my team, I am a grace collector. I'm not there for fun. I'm a grace collector. The grace you see me move with, I collect it. At any given time, I'm collecting grace. Hear this. The Bible says, and Ananias, the bishop of Damascus, as I said the first day, contains the atmosphere until it was full of electricity. Imagine every prayer you do, Rataza, Rataza, you are putting electrical charges in the atmosphere. 1 week in our rural area in Zimbabwe came to our house. I did not know the witch came to our house. Arrived at our house. The following morning, we see things that are outside the house. What is happening? And then he was standing by the by the gate. I said, what? He's just standing there, like shell-shocked. He came in, he said, can I see your son? To my father. Can I see your son? Which son? Said, the one who sleeps in that room. He said, it should be Yubin. I came out, I'm a young man. He said, can I talk to you secretly? My father is like, why would you want to talk to my son secretly? I'm still young. He called me. I said, let me talk to him. I figured there is something. I went with him. He said, is it possible for me to borrow the fire that was over your house? I did not see the fire. He came, he saw the fire. He said, I'm not going to go there. There is a fire that is bigger than my own fire. Now he wanted to borrow it. Imagine the local witch seeing a power that is beyond his. The reason why Africa does not like men of God of power, it is because most of us are sons of sangomas and voodoo men. So anything that is greater than our father's power, let me tell you something. When the men like him, even when I minister and I pray, the things we see in the spirit. Some of you that have watched me, you will see me kick like this in the air. In your head, it's a style. There are things we are seeing. And there are things we are doing to them. Do you know Smith Wigglesworth? Smith Wigglesworth, who went home to be with the Lord, would grab the dead and put them against the wall and beat them up until they resurrect. Why? Listen. One day a woman came from heaven as she was being called by Smith Wigglesworth to come back. She found herself being pressed against a wall, suspended, being beaten, as she came back from heaven. And a man asked him, "Sir, Wigglesworth, why is it that you beat up the dead?" He said, "I'm not beating up the dead. I'm beating up the devil, but the people get in the way." So there is an eye that he's seeing something with that you don't see. This world here, as you see it, is full of spirits. And listen to me. You were formed on two fronts. Number one, animal world. You have been given a body. And then he merged it with a spiritual body. And made them together. And every time, I want to give you a secret. When you are given a man who is on a higher platform spiritually, there is something about that man. There is increase in that man that can really destroy everything that you're suffering with and suffering from. But if a person from America is receiving a miracle from a person from Nigeria, yet a Nigerian is sitting there wondering when the miracle will come, then the problem is no longer with apostle. The problem now is with the receiver. Tonight, we'll move around. And as we move around, the Holy Ghost, like a mighty rushing wind, will be dropping mantles everywhere. Catch your own! Catch your own! Catch your own! Sit down. Sit down. How is it? A lady came to my ministry and she said, the doctor has said my twins are dead in the womb and my husband wants to divorce me if I don't give birth to these kids. Because for 10 years we've been married and I could not get pregnant for him. I said, that's what the devil said. She said, but now they say there might be life on the girl. One of the twins is a girl, one is a boy. But there might be life there, but if they are to remove the dead body of the girl, of the boy, the girl will not survive. So do something. And I just want my child to become a boy. I said, by the authority of the Spirit, immediately God said, tell her she will not have a funeral, number one. Number two, and she will give birth to a boy. Ha! She said, but the boy is dead. The girl is alive. I said, that's what God is telling me. You will give birth to a boy, and there is no dead body of any other one. Few weeks later, gave birth to a baby boy. No funeral, no body left in there. What is really taking place? Why is it that there is enough power like this, and people who are around the same power are not seeing it? Because we have been made to become FBIs. The father's bureau of investigators. Everyone is trying to analyze what action is working. How is it moving? Why is it like this? What has happened? Where is it? Do you understand right now? I don't know what Pastor Chris ate in the morning. I'm not privileged to that information. Do you know why? I don't need it. I don't know what he dreamt of. I don't care. I don't know what he's saying now. I don't care. I'm there for what he preaches on that stage. That's what I'm here for. Apostle, someone said to me, you better angel, you are just copying Pastor Chris. I was so excited. I said, I've been trying to do this all these years. And I was failing. Now you are noticing it. I'm succeeding now. I wish someone becomes the son and the brother and the cousin, whatever cousin of yours, your brother of yours, all of them, may they become the son that apostle would say, this is the son that has made me to rest. When God created Adam, he rested. But sometimes when you create other sons, you begin to wake. I speak to someone under the influence of my voice. Mandos are receiving somebody. Mandos are locating someone. Mandos are locating someone. In the name of Jesus. One time. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? I had no ability to convince anybody that I was a prophet. But there are things God has used in my life that when you begin to see them, you will be convinced. I landed in Botswana. That's a few years ago. More than a decade ago. More than 10 years. In Botswana. And the papers had written, angel is coming to steal your money. And people people on radio talking against me, speaking against me. I went into the stadium to prepare, pray for the meeting that was coming. And I said to all the ushers and the pastors, we do not take tithe, offering, seed, nothing for this conference. But we are doing something more than 10 years ago. We are doing something that has never been done on this earth. At the magnitude it has never been done in. I stood up. I called for miracle money. Listen to this. Over half a million US dollars in testimonies. Some were holding money like this. We even have the video. Some were holding money like this. It's 500. While is they're holding it, it changes to 7. It changes to 8. It changes to 2,000. While is they're holding it? I remember as people were saying, money, money here, money here. I said, can I prophesy? People said, no, we want money. I had never gone to any location where when you say, can I prophesy? People said, no, stop it. Botswana, the whole stadium said, no. When we did it, we moved from there. Everyone in the church began to oppose miracle money. Pastors, big ones, came out and opposed it. The point is, they are not opposing it because they don't like it. Let me tell you secrets. Fashion changes every summer and every winter. That means twice a year, fashion changes. Technology changes once a year. The church changes once in every 21 years. We are too far behind the enemy. That when others should be celebrating money, we are still arguing. To this day they are arguing. When Apostle did it, they argued. There are bloggers right now arguing. Newspapers right now arguing. And let me tell you something about these people who are on, these are internet warriors, because some people don't get it. These people who lie on the internet, it's not like they want to lie. No. Clicks are given money. So they are not emotional about what they are doing. All they are interested in is the almighty dollar. So you will be so stupid to listen and go like, huh? He's right. How can a man sitting in Surunere behind a computer know anything about what's happening here? And he's sitting there going like, yeah, so this is what happened here. And then I'll tell you now. Then this one did this and you see this and this one. Let me show you the videos. Boom. And the videos you are shown, there is no connection. The devil is so clever. You think if the devil comes, he will give you poison immediately? No. If the devil wants to break into your house, he will make steak, nice steak, juicy one. Cut it in the middle. Put poison in there. Throw it to the dog. If he throws poison to the dog, what happens? The dog will refuse. So then we have all these circumstantial evidences. Then in the middle they put poison. And because you're stupid, you think they are interested in the truth. They are not. They are interested in the dollar. 1 million views would give them $13,000 or $3,000, depending on the channel. It's $3,000 to $13,000 for 1 million views. So if they talk about angel and they grab a nice one here. I mentioned one time, I said, remember when I said, the prophets of Mary did not have the name Mary in it. It just had this, that a virgin shall give birth. So some women were busy sleeping around. And I said, imagine if Mary was sleeping around before Joseph. They took that clip and said, look at prophet angel. Said Mary was sleeping around. Look at the comments. Stupid people, gullible people who eat lies like medium fries. They're like, this one, I know he's a false prophet. They cut a wrong one. It's an example. If Mary had slept with somebody, she was not going to be the mother of Jesus. Because the mother of Jesus needed to be a virgin. And they cut that part. And said, he's saying Mary slept around before. You would be stupid to think they're evil. One time, I am driving to go to town in Zimbabwe. And I saw a picture, you know, there is this newspaper stands where they're advertising what is in the news and they said, angel in trouble. I didn't even know I was in trouble. I got so angry. I said, I'm going to drive to the newspaper people. When I come out of that place, I will grab that person's neck, break it. I drove straight to the newspaper people. I parked outside. As I came out, I saw this man trying to cross. I said, hey, let me get him to move. Then I said, let me just take at least $20 or $15 to give to this guy, because he was looking with a t-shirt that was torn, everything, the shoes were, So I said, come out. I said, can I talk to you? When I was about to talk to him to give him $20, God said, this is the reporter. I went back into my car. I said, no problem. Let him continue writing, you know. It gives him money. I felt sorry for him. I realized I was actually his financial plan. If he doesn't write about me, he will starve it with his family. But the problem is you who listen, you are gullible, stupid, fools and silly people. How are you here? Look, I have preached for many years. Imagine preaching for more than 10 years, 15 years on the pulpit, telling my people what God is saying. Oh, about other nations, what is happening here? Even the elections of this country, I know the result, and I'm posting on my YouTube next week so that you all see it. Listen, I'm not talking about some kind of thinking it might be. No. Exact one. No going around. This one. Now, sit down. Sit down. Because these people say, hey, why do you post after it has happened? You want me to post after it has done what? I kept on posting before it had happened. Do you know what happened? Other fake prophets started stealing my prophecies. I said, wait, you come to church if you want to hear it. And I will prophesy in church. You are my member. You hear it. And if you subscribe to my channel, you can have access to go in there. No, you don't need to. I'm telling you what I did with my partners. So they can get access to my prophecies. The Bible says, woe to every prophet who steals other words from another prophet. It is a crime to take prophecies from one prophet. But this one, I will post it. So I'm saying it here so that when I post it, you know I started it. I was about to say something, but anyway, forget it. Sit down. How many times have you heard prophecies from the stage? International ones. When apostle says it, somebody has already taken it. Then now apostle begins to compete with the little boy who copied. And you hear people say, yeah, it's Suleiman, and Apostle Prophet Google. to say, who is Prophet Gugu? Now Prophet Gugu now is resurrected now. He's now at the level of Apostle Solomon. Why? Because he's tall, prophets. There are prophecies that will not go to the nations. It will just come here, only here. Only in this room. So you hear it, you go home, you tell others, if you want, that I was there. That is the advantage of being in the house. I speak to someone here. Increase shall be recorded over your life. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Let's all stand up, begin to pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Come. God is about to do something for you.
Amen.
The power of God, like a mighty rushing wind,
Amen.
Is dropping mantles. A I'm moved by the Spirit. And I saw, as it were, a seat that was being vacated. It's like where somebody is supposed to be a king in the Spirit. But somebody has taken their stars. I'm seeing stars, like 7 stars written on their forehead. And the enemy has already stolen the stars. But in the realm of the Spirit, I'm taken to Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt.
Yes, Papa.
Bara Tokayaka. And I saw somebody was trying to remove this man from his position. They say drought is what will happen to him.
Help him, Papa.
I began to see it. As I'm seeing you now. Balash Shagadale. Egamoto Shagonatapra. So this is it, sister. As I'm standing here now, your situation is being addressed.
Amen!
Because the enemy wanted to incapacitate this man. To make him lose everything in his life. And as I'm talking to you now, there is nothing to write home about this marriage.
Yes, Papa!
And to be specific, so you know, I know. I saw oil, like Cheryl, oil.
Yes, Papa! Very correct, sir. He works with Cheryl.
He works with Cheryl.
Yes.
Ah!
You are a prophet. You work for Cheryl.
Barata telemahandakai. Begin to pray wherever you are. Begin to pray. 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 Begin to pray.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Prophet.
Come here.
Prophet. Yes. There is something that has happened out of this world. Where I am, say. Yesterday, say, you prayed for this young man. This young man had issues with alcohol and drug abuse. And he lost his mind. You prayed for him in the healing line. Put a mantle on him, say. And their chains, bound with chains, blood coming away. But right now as we speak, prophet, he is whole, he is healed, he is complete just by the touch and the encounter of the prophet. How do you feel?
I'm feeling okay.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling okay.
Say, he was not eating and the father just told me that he sat down by himself and
is
started eating.
Is that the
eating.
Guy that they were tied up?
Yes, sir.
The guy was mentally disturbed yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By the power of the Holy Ghost, give a shout of praise in the name of Jesus.
Yeah!
Listen. The Lord ministered to me. Your money is not where you are. Let me tell you something. I saw your money in Imo State, not Enugu.
I come from Enugu. Prophet, he is confirming. He comes from Enugu. Right as you are saying.
By the power of the Holy Ghost. There are movements happening right now in the Spirit. Movements happening in the Spirit. Sarah Talemonje, Ebrakala Sofora, Embrado Galisa Tala. Say, Anders, come. The Lord is about to do something for you. But what he's about to do, I can't tell you with everyone here. I tell you in your ear. If you're not interested, I go. You are not interested. I see your smile now. Stand there.
Major prophet.
Oh, you are together. Lere dango skala ayataba. This man here is destined for great things. But there are fights in the family. Do I say it or I don't say it? There are fights in the family now as I'm talking to you.
That is true, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, because people are like they want to kill you.
Yes, sir. I'm the one that brought them.
It is all about somebody's power. Someone who died way back.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and when
sir.
They died,
yes, sir.
They left the power vacuum.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
That means you are like a prince. This one is even responding more than them. Listen, Mama, let me prophesy to you. This one does not want it. Let me give you.
Yes, sir.
Move him a little bit.
I'm the one that brought them.
Relax now. Let me tell you something. If I come to you, understand there are thousands here. And I could just go to those thousands, but I've come to you. Brother with the paper, you, come. Why are you looking back when you are with the paper? Stand here. Are you not with the paper? Yeah. No kululu, no kalala. Listen. This man. Jesus. The impartation you came here for.
Yes, Papa. Do something, Papa.
Yes, yes.
Bye.
of Jesus.
Thank you.
There are people here. You, go and stand by that pillar. Go back to where you were sitting. Listen. Something over your life.
Amen.
I saw a wind as I was coming here. Something God has put in place here. And God said, I'm about to do something over your life.
Amen.
But you have to get to a point where you honor what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
Because financially things have not been working well right now.
It's not working now.
Even this thing about you and your wife, it's a very good thing. But it will be strained now by money. Because you have a calling that is very strong. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm hearing you, sir. It's the truth, sir. It's the money issue, sir.
It's the money issue, sir. If nothing is working, the money wise, sir.
This is my wife. Oh, this is the wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Woman, have you ever seen me before? Like spoken to you before? No. Okay. The angel of the Lord stood behind you as I took you from there. And he wrote A-L-E-X. Alex.
Alex.
Who is Alex?
It's me.
You're Alex. Karebaya. And the angel of the Lord said, I have taken you from where you are to a higher location.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And the Lord said, do not worry. You are changed now. Not only from Alex. No. Alex is still okay. But God is moving a certain name and moving it to Peter. I'm saying like Osamu.
Osamu Diame.
Osamu
Diame. It's me, it's me.
That's your name.
That's my name.
Give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody.
Time measure. Prophesy.
Here. Something here. Listen to me. Listen to me. Even while you are in your chair, I can pick you. But I know you're not getting. Come. You, come. This one. Ha ha na na. Listen, you people, keep quiet. I think Apostle told you need to do these things. Because how do they know my songs? All of them. They're like, they didn't sleep last night. They're just practicing and practicing and practicing. It is in the spirit. All right. Stand there. Is there any international visitors aware? You came from outside, where are you situated? Here.
kosked on bolo. You. Liko pe kandoya. De kombes kodate. Liko belo kombes kodere kompaska.
Jesus. If you are here and your finances are facing a certain drought, just raise your hand. Even if you know you're okay but you need some, I want you to raise your wallet. Even VIP is raising wallets. Raise your wallets, everybody. And your bank cards. Raise it up high. Even your phone, raise it up high. For those around the world. Raki noma lejita bagung refeguzaga. Those who are watching by way of television and those who are here now, I want you to be ready for the miracles. I'm not here trying to start miracle money. I started it years back. We didn't come here to try. We came here to do. But while I'm talking like this now, the Bible says they overcame him by the word of their testimony. That means getting a miracle is not overcoming the devil. It is when you tell the world about that miracle that you have overcome. So don't sit there with your miracle. There are ushers right now moving right up and down. There are people, you can see someone raising his hand here, waving his hand in black suit there. Another usher there. A nice blue suit just right there. And you have other people there. Immediately you get a miracle, you go to that location. Don't wait. Don't let it be again tomorrow. Oh, let me just see another one doing it. The moment you report what is happening, God is doubling it. God is increasing it. God is trebling it. In the name of Jesus. Raise your hands right now. Raise those things right now. Just begin to prepare to receive. That's all you are doing right now. 2 minutes to prepare to receive. 2 minutes. Then I'll begin to call out what type of tests for miracles. In Jesus' mighty name. Ratekaba lejuta barazum. Neno mangra katuza ba lehijata vunge. Father, in the name of Jesus. Le kabong revete zanaman derisa talishka. I speak by the authority of the Spirit for grace. Father, it is not a hard thing for you. In all these branches around the world that are coming up here and those that are not even online right now, and everyone receiving this feed, it will be a miracle to live here with no miracle. I speak by the authority of the Spirit that those who are not able to call because of credit, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, I add credit to your phones in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Keep raising it. I will tell you when to check. By the power of the Holy Ghost, money is being increased right now.
Amen.
Money into your bank account.
Amen.
Money into your wallets.
Amen.
Money into your wallets.
Amen.
Money into your wallets.
Amen.
Credit score going up high.
Amen.
Around the world, for those who are watching us right now in European countries, Western world, I decree as a prophet, I break satanic warehouses.
Amen.
I break into satanic warehouses.
Amen.
Satanic warehouses.
Amen.
I recover what the enemy has stolen from you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare miracle money. Miracle money.
Amen.
Miracle money in your bank account.
Amen.
Miracle money in your wallet.
Amen.
Miracle money everywhere.
Amen.
Miracle money. 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 In the name of Jesus. Miracle money. In the name of Jesus. Miracle money. Money in your bank account. Money in your wallet. Money in your banks. Money everywhere. Money everywhere. Money everywhere. Money everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Raise up. Raise it up and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Raise up. In Jesus, hear this now. Hear this, hear this, hear this well. I don't try miracle money. It is happening. Instead of people realizing we are result-oriented men of God, we demand miracles to happen on the spot. That should be your concern. Not is miracle money real? How many men of God will stand there and say, now, right now, things like this are going to happen? How many do you have? Very few. But you will fight an apostle. Keep fighting, keep fighting. Yet money is not going into his account. It's yours. I speak now by the authority of the Spirit. There is a reason why they call me the father of miracle money. And I'm not 20 miles away or 200 miles away or 2 million miles away. I'm here now. It's happening here in the name of Jesus. If I be a prophet of God, if I be a prophet of God, let miracle money appear now. 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 Begin to check your miracle money. Begin to check and go immediately.
Miracles are happening. And
yes.
Now we see in Nigeria.
Yes.
The God of prophet human angel is doing wonders. This brother here, Masoka Prakadosh, 10,000 naira just appeared, prophet, after your declaration. The father of miracle money is here. Right now, right now.
Another
right
one
now.
Is here.
Look on the screen. Look on the
give
screen.
Give Jesus a shout of praise, somebody.
Another miracle here, prophet. Another miracle here. This brother just received 12,000 naira, prophet. Just appeared after the declaration of the prophet. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. It's happening in Auchi, Nigeria. The father of miracle man is here.
Shout yes!
It's happening. It's happening in Auchi. In Auchi, Nigeria. It's happening. The father of miracle man, prophet Evil Angel, is here. 15,000 naira just appeared in the account after the declaration of prophet human angel. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody.
Can we have pastor blessing? There is a
yes,
queue
sir.
Here.
Yes,
there
sir.
Is a...
Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere, sir.
Where are you?
Miracles everywhere, sir.
It's happening live.
It's happening live. Pastor Bevan, I'm here. Miracles everywhere, sir. This gentleman said,
there.
This gentleman said,
yes.
When you called out for people to give money, he gave 1 million, he was left with a little amount, but just now say, when the prophet of God declared, he has got 4 million naira in his
yeah.
account. 4 million, sir.
Four million,
sir.
The father.
Miracle money everywhere. Miracle money in Auchi. Miracle money everywhere, in every place.
Prophet is happening. Auchi, Nigeria. The father of miracle money is here. Prophet, this raw money just appeared into the hand of this man. And it's increasing in the hands, prophet. He had 5,000 prophet. Look at this prophet. Man is just appearing. It's just appearing. It's just appearing, prophet. This is raw money, prophet.
You did not have it.
Increasing.
Brother, you didn't have it. You wanted to buy some books.
I discovered that I didn't have enough money.
Yes.
And I came here, the only money I had here was after I bought the prayer manual. She gave me a change. And then right there, I opened my wallet. I saw 5. And I was surprised while I was standing here, it began to increase in my hand.
Why wow. Is he was
so he started
here.
Increasing in his hands? Maleko Sapractella Castada.
Look at this.
Prophet, it's happening yes. Everywhere. Everywhere. This gentleman here, sir, he had only 137 in the account. But just now, when you declared, he has got 3,000 something in this account, sir. He said, I don't know where the money came from.
It's happening. Miracle money in Auchi, Nigeria. The father of miracle money, human angel, is in the city. 20,000 just appeared in the account of this man. After the declaration of prophet human angel. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody!
Prophet, this is amazing, sir. Say, this is amazing, sir. This is beyond. Say, this gentleman had only 200 Nairas in his wallet. And say, 2,000 in his wallet. And say, money just appeared into the account. He doesn't even know where it's coming from, sir.
Yes.
Nigeria is heaven on earth. This man, prophet, he had nothing in the account. But after your declaration, prophet, 10,000 prophet just appeared in the account. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody!
Say, it's happening like purpose in Nigeria, say. 30,000 has just been credited to this gentleman.
Look at how happy he is. Look at him.
30,000, sir.
Look at him. Look at him.
30,000, sir. Just accredited. Just now, sir. This gentleman had only 2,000 naira in his hand, and money just appeared in his hand. Money just appeared, sir. Raw money, sir. Money as he has said. It just appeared.
Yes, I have only 2,000 naira.
Miracle, money everywhere. Oh, yes.
Happening everywhere, sir. 10,000 right now just been credited just a minute ago from nowhere. This gentleman doesn't know where it came from, sir. It's happening everywhere, sir. It's happening everywhere.
Right now, raise it up high. Now you are serious about raising it up high. Now you know it's real. Don't try to explain the chemical composition of a miracle. Pastor Felix.
Prophet.
Thank you.
miracle money all over. Out in Nigeria, you are experiencing the God of prophet, human angel. This man had nothing prophet, but 40,000 just appeared in the account right now, prophet!
Look at that smile. Look at that smile.
Yeah, miracle money.
Look at the money, prophet. It's happening out in Nigeria.
Prophet, it's happening everywhere. Even online, say. People who are watching online, say.
What's happening up there? Something is happening up there. Yes.
It's happening. Out in Nigeria, the father of miracle money is in the city. Human angel in the city. Prophet, this lady, 42,000 just appeared into the account. Give Jesus a big hand.
I want to see it on the screen there. People who are changing there, I need these things on the screen. So people do not
say,
vilify the power of God. They can see the evidence.
Say, just like now, just a minute ago, say, somebody just got, this gentleman got 100,000, say, credited to his account. Just now, say, just a minute.
Your money is coming too. May it be enough to buy that land, to buy that building, to buy that house, to build that church.
It's happening, prophet. You can look at the excitement, prophet. Why? Because 15,500 just appeared in the account. Look at the excitement, prophet, on this lady. Look at the excitement.
15,500. Something big is about to take place in the name of Jesus. Let me explain to you. What is happening is, most of you wonder where miracle money is coming from. Number one, we do not explain the chemical composition of a miracle. Whatever God wants to do, He can do. But let me explain to you some of the reasons why it appears. God says, the wealth of the wicked. Do you know what? It is kept for the just. What we are simply doing is we are transferring money where it is to where it was not. The Bible says it this way. There are people that have robbed you without you knowing. Whatever you lost, you will recover. You say, but I never lost any money. It was supposed to be your money, but it didn't come to you.
It's happening, prophet. Nigeria, are you ready? The father of miracle money is in the city. This man, prophet, after your declaration, prophet, 3,000 just appeared in the account. After the declaration of the father of miracle money, give Jesus a big hand, somebody.
Say, it's happening, sir. It's happening everywhere, sir. After your faith declaration, when we say we'll talk about money tomorrow, say this gentleman, on the very first day of your declaration, he got $60,000
dollars, sir. 60,000 US dollars, sir. 60,000 US dollars, sir.
Listen, your 1,000 is coming. Your 2,000 is coming. Your 3,000 is coming. Your 4 is coming. Your 6 is coming. Your 6 is coming. Your 8 is coming. Apostle.
Even online, say.
Wait. Apostle. A lot of people, I was watching. When you were performing this miracle, a lot of people said a lot of nonsense. How many churches do you go to church and you get money in church? Number one, they accuse you of taking money. Now when you give people money, they accuse you again. What do they want?
This
you take an offering, they say no. You take tithing, they say no. You give people money, they say no. The devil is in trouble. I said the devil is in trouble. He's seeing fire. Yes.
It's a happening prophet. This one is amazing prophet. Because this brother came to church and he was actually begging for money. He even went to this brother asking for money, prophet, asking for money.
Yes, I met him this month after the first service. He said he had no money and he had no time, so he asked me to give him money. So I get.
But right now, prophet, 15,000 just reached the account from someone who was begging for money. Now, after the declaration of prophet, you better angel, money in the account. Kitchen of the big head, somebody!
Say, it's happening everywhere, say. Even online, across the border, say. In South Africa, someone watching from Zoom just got some money into the account right now. 2,500 rands just appeared, say.
This is in rands.
Just now, say.
Let me tell you something. May money from all nations, pounds, US dollars, rands, naira, may the money stampede towards your bank account now.
Do you know this? Amazing.
We can remain here. It will be happening until tomorrow here.
Sir, this is amazing.
Yes.
This gentleman said, yet 10,000 appearing in his account. While he was waiting in the queue, the money kept on increasing. Now it's now 70,000, sir. 70,000, sir.
Whoa!
Look on the screen. This brother is saying he was not even using this account. But after the declaration of prophet, 10,000 just appeared in the account which he was not using, prophet. This is amazing. Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. Celebrate Jesus, somebody.
This is amazing, sir. This is amazing. Sir, this gentleman testified in his account, said that he had 2,000. When he's walking away from the testimony, said another amount entered into the account, and he came back another testimony, sir.
As he was walking away.
As was walking away, sir.
Money entered.
Just 6 minutes ago. 6 minutes ago. Another
man. As you are sitting there, money should enter. On this side here. Whosoever owed you money, receive that money now. On this side. Whosoever owed you money, receive that money now. In that balcony, whosoever owed you money, receive the money now.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Out in Nigeria, the Father of miracle money is in the city. Look at this. This is money which is just raining into these three accounts. 5,000, 10,000, 25,000. It's happening all over. It's raining. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody.
Yes.
Happening everywhere, sir. This gentleman at 5:57, sir, before he even entered on the pulpit, he had already got money in his account. He was even shocked showing the friends where the money came from before he even started to announce it. The money was already in his account.
Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. For those who are saying I should not be left behind. The Bible says, and I began to look, and I saw as if a beast come out of the ground. And I looked again, and I saw as if it was a lion. And I looked again, and one horn came out. And I looked again. In other words, the things of the spirit is don't look once. Keep looking. That's exercising your faith. You keep looking and keep looking and keep looking. Once, twice, thrice. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. Until one day you say, I'm now running to give a testimony. Yes.
It's happening. It's happening. The Father of miracle money in the city. This lady saying, I am nothing, nothing prophet. But after the declaration of the prophet, 100,000 just appeared in the account. Look at this, look at this. She's shocked, she's shaking. Why? Because money just
look at her, look at her, look at her. Look at her.
Look at that, look at that.
You can only receive what you are, you can only attract what you respect. What you celebrate is what you attract. I've never seen so much jealousy in one room. Look at the lady. You cannot fake this miracle. Look at her. What a joy.
Look at the joy on the screen, prophet. It's happening. Miracle money all over.
I think people are tired.
Two more hours of money raining, prophet.
Say it's happening everywhere, say. Miracle money everywhere, say. At 7:38, when you declared, say, this gentleman had nothing in his account, but 8,000 just appeared from nowhere, say. He has got 8,000 right now in his account at 7:38, say.
Mareva Goshe Katali Enamang Rataziza Peruzavoka Tabai. Your phones, let them be credited. And if you want to see if your phone is working, some of you call your uncle outside the country. Even if it shows zero credit call, you choked it to ring in. This is not the Western world. Western world, even if it has got zero credit, it can call. I decree and declare you shall be able to call in the name of Jesus. I see movements. I see movements. Something is happening there. Is it consistently? It's taking place. It's taking place. It's taking place. It's taking place.
It's happening, prophet. Ouch in Nigeria. Prophet, look even at the excitement of the lady on the screen, prophet. Why? Because 400,000, prophet. 400,000 just appeared in the account. 7:59 p.m. After the declaration of the prophet, look at the excitement of the lady. Look at the excitement. Look at the excitement. Look at the excitement. Money is raining in Auchi, Nigeria. 400,000 just appeared after the declaration.
400,000 appeared.
Look at the screen.
Miracle money.
Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen.
People said, where is miracle money in the Bible? When Jesus sent Peter to the fish, no, don't even look at me. Look in the Bible. The subtitle there is written, miracle takes money. That means it's miracle money that has been assigned to pay tax. So if you remove the function, on in the King James, you look at the title, it's written, miracle takes money. Remove the text, it's miracle money. If you use it for rent, it's miracle rent money. If you use it for text, it's miracle text money. What's happening over there? Something is taking place there. These guys will celebrate together for someone's money. This is important. I like this church. Another one there. Look at that. Look at the joy. Look at the joy. Look at the joy. Look at the joy. Look at that joy. I like people are raising even chairs in the atmosphere.
Right now, sir, as we speak.
Where
miracles
are you?
Miracles are happening. I'm here, sir. Miracles are happening everywhere, sir. This gentleman just got 800,000, sir, in his account. Right now, sir. Right now, sir. Right at this moment, sir.
Yes! You go home free for free. I said you will go home free for free. You will go home free for free. You will go home free for free. How many churches do you go in and live with money? When God has increased you, remember Him. Para takuvia, ingrasuka talaju jete.
It's a happening, prophet, out in Nigeria. This tall brother here, prophet, he's saying, I was actually doubting and saying.
He said he was doubting. You were doubting, brother.
Yes, I was doubting, sir.
Thank you so much.
He was sitting beside me. And I told people I was not even expecting. I just sat down immediately in the account. I was not even expecting. 3,000 just came in.
3,000 just appeared in his own account.
And he was. Imagine if you believed.
I believe that, sir.
This one you got for doubting. Imagine if you believed.
I believe.
Prophet.
The man was first. He said, I believe now.
Prophet.
Yes.
It's just amazing, prophet. Because this brother is saying, I now believe. Because this lady who was next to him received the 42. And that brother with the 800 and something was also next to him. So now he is believing, prophet.
They were next to each other.
Rapakale, Jepo, Ratale Gayuna, Ingro Sataliko Fara, Kerika Takatabaya. It's happening even in there. It's catching the worship team too. Hey! Everywhere. Bahande kakula. Ishkura de yasato mahe. There are so many people here.
It's happening, it's happening.
Yes.
This lady came all the way from Cameroon, prophet. And after your declaration, 30,000 just appeared in your account, prophet.
30,000.
This anointing knows no border, prophet. Cameroon is also touched, the prophet. Give
Jesus.
Him a big hand, somebody.
There is happening. Look at that joy. Look at that joy. Look at that joy. I believe if we had camera people focusing on the things that they are happening here, it would be very, very good.
It's happening, prophet. It's happening. You can look even at the time, prophet. 10,000 just appeared in the account of this brother, prophet. It's raining all over Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. The father.
Yay!
Say, say. Say, this young man here is saying, I never believed in this. I never believed in this. Yet only 15 naira that he put in the offering.
Naira.
But now say.
See, he didn't believe.
15 that he put in the offering basket.
15 naira.
1.5 say. But when you declared just now say, 2 minutes ago say, he had got 50,000 naira credited to his account say.
What kind of fold is this one? Is it 100 fold? Is it 1,000 fold? Is it 1500 fold? It's crazy. Let's all stand up, everyone. La atakaba. Verukatule yasatuve. Debt cancellation, everyone. Debt cancellation. It's happening over there. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, we are done. What's happening, brother? Everywhere it's happening, like, look at that one, look at that corner there. Something is taking place.
Say,
let's quickly do this, let's quickly do this because we have
say,
time.
Right now, sir, right now, at 8:05, sir, this gentleman, he had nothing in his account, but he had just got 5,000 naira in his account right now, sir.
How much? 30,000. 5,000. Someone is about to get 30,000. 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 Lara Suseka. Someone is about to get 30,000.
Is happening, Nigeria prophet. You can see even the excitement.
What's happening there? Yes, it's happening here.
You can see the excitement from this brother prophet. He's saying, I am a man of God and I used to see this on TV. I never experienced it, prophet. But he had 2,000 prophets. But after your declaration, the men of God now, the account is 21,000 prophets. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. Look at the screen, look at the screen. End the excitement, end the excitement.
By fire, by power, by the authority of the Spirit.
Say, it's happening everywhere. Say, these gentlemen say, he had 132 naira in his account. But right now, say, right now, 2 minutes ago, he had another 5,000 added into his account, say, 5,000 naira, say, just now, celebrate somebody.
It's happening. It's happening, Nigeria. Ouch. It's happening. This sister had only 30,000 in the account. Only 30,000. But right now, after the declaration of the prophet, it just changed to 44,000 in this service, prophet. It's happening.
Jesus.
It's happening.
Now, wait a minute. I know we are still announcing. There are those people I left here yesterday. Our vows. If you have done your vow, come and stand here. I need the proof though. I want to pray for a different type of miracle money to happen to these people. The ones that said yesterday, I'm going to do something tomorrow. Come and stand here, sister. You know you have your proof. Come and stand here. Please don't come here if you are not the one. I need you with your proof. Remember, you have already done it. I'm just here to bless you. That's it. With your proof. And please don't push each other. It's okay. You have your proof and you were here yesterday. Let me tell you something. You cannot cheat God or rob him or lie. A miracle man is still happening. So keep checking. As they are coming, miracle money is still happening.
Say, it's happening, say. Just now, eight past eight, say. This gentleman checked his phone, say. And 50,000 naira, say, was just credited into this.
Yes!
Right now, say, as we speak. 50,000, say. Celebrate somebody.
It's happening, Nigeria. Prophet, this man is saying, the wife is watching from Benue State, prophet. Watching on TV, prophet. And right now, the wife just copied the message. She just received 7,000, prophet. Right on TV, prophet, it's happening. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody!
I want to do something for you. Those who are still sitting there.
It's happening, prophet. It's happening. This lady is saying, my sister is actually watching on TV, prophet. But just right now, prophet, this sister sent a proof of 20,000, prophet. Received while she's watching on TV, prophet. They're actually calling to confirm, prophet. It's happening in Nigeria. 20,000 just appeared.
Pastor no hukote. Miva hendeka. The Lord is doing great things. You will not be skipped. Say to yourself, I will not be skipped. Say, Lord, whatever you do in this season, you are not doing it without me. Lord, whatever you do in this season, you are not doing it without me.
It's a happening, prophet. Miracle man is just raining in Nigeria, prophet.
You can see the excitement and the joy on this brother. He just received 1 million prophet. 1 million. 1 million. 1 million. 1 million just appeared. After prophet Emmanuel declared miracle money. Nigeria, something is happening. Let us stand up and celebrate Jesus, somebody.
Say, it's happening, say. It's happening everywhere, say. Even online, say, it's happening. Somebody was watching live, say. And just now, say, they've got 8 months salary. They've got 8 months salary, say, credited to their account.
8 months salary.
8 months salary, say, credited to their account, say. Just staying at home and watching the prophet declaring, say. Online again, say.
Omega fire.
Online says somebody.
God is alive.
Online say somebody has just got 50,000 rands, say, on account, say, watching 15, online.
15,000 rands. Bara, 15,000 rands. The power is going to another nation. Do you realize that for this to happen from a certain location, it means that location is an open portal. Angels are going to. Somebody's running there. If we could film that, it would be wonderful. Look at the joy. Miracle money, prophet. This is just amazing, prophet. Because this brother here, prophet, just saw this sister after she received 42,000. This brother took his own phone and taped it on the phone of the sister. And he also received 10,000. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody!
Prophets, prophets, this gentleman who had 4 million in his account just now say he got another 500,000 in his account just a few minutes ago. Another 500,000 say in his account
half
right
a million
now.
Right half now. Million,
say, after getting 4 million say.
It's happening. An international account in Cameroon. This brother just received at first 1,200 at first, followed by 9,000. International account in Cameroon is happening. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. Happening in Cameroon. It's just a double. This brother and my sister here, they all received the 5,000. One at 7:58 p.m., another at 8:06 p.m. 5,000, 5,000. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. It's happening. My sister here, from Norway, after the declaration of Prophet Evil Angel, 15,000 just hit their account. And look at the brother next to her, also 5,000 hitting their account. It's happening, Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. It's happening. It's happening, Prophet. Miracle money all over. My sister here had only 2,000. Only 2,000, Prophet. But after checking the account, it's now 6,000. 4,000 increase in the account. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. Now, Prophet, 8:18 p.m. This is money appearing. 7,000 just hit the account of my brother. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody.
Nobody steps out. Let's be upstanding. We have something. We have something to do. We have something to do. Amen. Do you love the Lord tonight? I said, do you love the Lord? Dr. Fidelis, you are showing me something. Give Dr. Fidelis a microphone. Dr. Patrick's phone, right? Was it your phone?
Papa, he just got the news that the government just met, prophetic word, that we should not do away with our old note. that we should not do away with our old note few days ago.
I said that 2 days ago.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
The government just decided that the old and the new notes are going to be running concurrently.
Ah. Jesus.
Or exist.
Listen. Listen. Now, we are going to pray for the oil. Wait, don't raise it up. Then we'll pray for those believing God for a healing.
I'm looking for you.
This is the last night.
Yes, sir.
So, maximum 20 minutes will be out of here. So what I want you to do now is to just sit. Sit, relax. Go balata sakapirata. Where is the admin? No time. Now do something. Just sit. Two more things to bless the oil. Then we'll pray for the sick. Where is the admin? The media, come up now. Will be releasing us in the next few minutes. If the media doesn't come up in 2 minutes, where is admin? What? Let the media come up now. No time. We are presenting our words right now. CTV. Someone is about to lose his job.
Omega Farm Ministries Headquarters 2023 Award for Excellence. List of award for 2022-2023. Fastest Improving Branch, OFM. Speaker Counters. The prophetic.
Oh, you are pregnant again. 6 months. 2 weeks. 3 days. No! 15 hours. No! 49 minutes. Jesus! 22 seconds.
The miraculous.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.